actually four arenas of prayer. One is with your understanding. That's mental praying. That's intellectual praying. Two is in the spirit. But in the spirit, we also pray in English or in our known tongue. We pray in unknown tongue. It's actually only three of these. And we pray with groanings. And it is only by the Spirit of the living God that we get to the place where we need to be. Now, when I pray with my understanding, I just pray because I know the situation. I know what the Scripture says. I know what God would want. But I didn't know that day, and I'm praying. I had to skip my understanding because I didn't have any, though I knew the situation, as she told me. And I couldn't pray. There was no unction. See, this is different. Praying in your understanding, mental praying, intellectual praying, is different than praying in English in the Spirit. That's English granted by the Spirit. It's what you hear today, all these words I rattle out, is prompted by the Spirit. You see, and there's a prompting to pray. You go to pray, and suddenly the words are just there, and they just flow out like a flood. I didn't have any of that, so I went to other tongues. As I went to other tongues, sometimes in other tongues, it takes you to the conclusion in English and brings you back to the English, which is exactly what happened that day. And I'm praying, have mercy, God. Mercy. Have mercy. And I realized that was God's solution. That was duplicating the mind of the Lord. That's what God wanted for him that day, was mercy. And that's exactly, it was unreal. It was unreal. They sent him on without a jail sentence. It was the mercy, the favor of God. God did exceedingly, abundantly above. You just can't imagine. I've seen that happen in courtroom twice. It's absolutely startling. See, it's no secret what God can do. He can do all things. All things are possible to him that believe. I didn't know to pray for mercy. Not everybody commits a crime needs mercy. In fact, not too many. That's my theory. Not too many. But God saw that this boy needed mercy this time, and he figured out how to do that. But he did that on the wings of our praying. He did that because we joined Mama in prayer. Now, Mama was begging God, I'm sure she was, for her baby. I understand that. I prayed in faith. I believed, and I believed the mercy of God would come. Well, see, we can pray with our understanding. We can pray about what we know. But then we're prompted by the Spirit. We're led of the Spirit. And sometimes the Spirit just opens up the door of the known language. And you pray by prompting, not from your intellect, but from your spirit. And sometimes there's no unction. This is unction. This is what God is doing in you, what God is doing through you. This is what you can do because you have knowledge. This is what God is going to do as you yield to him. And you pray by unction. You pray in English. That doesn't always happen. You pray in unknown tongues. You can always do that. But you pray until you're satisfied. I can pray, I can know the situation, know what to do, and pray the Scripture. I said, Lord, heal those knees in Jesus' mighty name. You're her healer. She believes that. I believe that. And I thank you that this disease ceases and desists to operate in these knees, and her knees come to themselves, and she functions the rest of her life with healed knees. I just said that because I know how to say that. But sometimes on the inside, I've prayed in my understanding, I'm not satisfied. That was right. That was good. That was in order. I'm just not happy with that. It's just not enough. See, maybe she's facing some surgery, or maybe she's facing some medication she doesn't know where to take, or maybe she's trying to choose a doctor and are deciding she needs to go to a doctor. See, there's something else there that she didn't say that I don't know, and you can tell that by the Spirit. There's something happening that praying that prayer that she be healed was good. It was right. It was orderly, but it was insufficient. And see, you know that in the Spirit. Well, then I go to the Spirit, and I have to go to other tongues if I don't have any prompting in English. And you'll notice, look at 1 Corinthians 14. Let me show you something. Philippians 2, we read, let each esteem others. Value others. I'm concerned about you. How can I help you? I'm watching over you. You're more important to me. Your need is important to me. First Corinthians 14. I don't think this is an accident. Verse 14:15. I will pray with the Spirit, I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, I will sing with the understanding also. Do you notice what's first? It's the Spirit. Spirit's always first. And when I pray in the Spirit, just like that day I prayed for that boy that was guilty, then I had understanding to pray in English and to pray for mercy. And I think the Spirit is listed there first on purpose because most usually we don't really know how to pray. But if we've been to pray in other tongues, then we have knowledge of what to say in English often. Often, not always, but often. You know, sometimes God doesn't say anything to you, and you'll let me say this politely to you because it's none of your business. Is that all right if I said that to you? You know, we're real curious, especially if we pray about something, what's happening, what they need, what's going on in their life, and we're inclined to do some digging, excavating. Don't do that unless God sends you. Just pray and leave it at the footstep, the door of God. This is how we pray in the Spirit. Well, how can you pray in the Spirit? You can pray in the known language, English. You can pray in the unknown language, or you can pray with groanings. And all of that's led by the Spirit. And all of it comes the minute you're satisfied with what you said, you can quit. It's not we do one, and then we do two, and then we do three, and then we do four. It's not a procedure. It's a leading of the Spirit.